Hey everybody, it's Dina Blizzard and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's gonna happen.
Carmen!
Cortez!
Good morning, everybody!
What's outside your weather door?
Good morning!
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody!
Good morning, I'm Becca Nanny. I'm here at the American Cancer Society Hope Lodge in Lubbock, Texas, which is the home to the Texas Tech Red Raiders, where Patrick Mahomes played college ball, and to Buddy Holly. You're watching One Funny Mother.
Becca, that was so lovely. Oh, I love seeing all of our intros in the mornings. That's Becca N. So welcome. And I have had a very big day today. Wait, let's check on the dogs. Let's go to our other camera. Hold on. Boom. Oh, I got to fill it up. Let's see. Who's thirsty? Who's thirsty today? Let's see. I have been so busy this morning doing all the things. It's a big day. Ah! It's so funny because I've heard of Lubbock, Texas for a few reasons. You live in Lubbock as well? That's so funny. Friends of ours used to go to a camp in Lubbock every year. Such a funny little word. So sit there for a second. I have so much to show you today. I've been busy. I think there's excitement in the air because today is Phillies Day. Today, we are going on a One Funny Mother field trip. We're going to the Phillies game. And last night's Phillies show was canceled due to the ridiculous tornado watch that went through Philly and New Jersey. And so today we now have tickets to a doubleheader. No, Tim, there are other fellas here. Good morning and welcome. Tim, there's not a lot of fellas here, which means that you're automatically handsome. Keep it in mind. Spread the word. Because, yeah, Jim's here, also handsome. Joey Joe, also handsome. Chris Bass, also handsome. Bob. Mm-hmm. So we have a doubleheader. So we had Texas is melting, said Kimberly. So Tipsy Tuesday is going to be a little crazy. I may try to, well, I'll definitely be tipsy, but I may try to go live from there. But our schedule definitely got a little mixed up now. So originally we were supposed to be meeting at 5 for a 6:40 game. But now the entire team has mobilized and we will be there at 4 for a 4:05 game. So if you can and want to come early and catch the doubleheader, we're going to be there. So we will be nice and lit by the time you get there, whenever that is. And so I guess we're leaving at, oh gosh, if we're leaving at 3 and Tipsy Tuesday's at 9, I don't know how that's going to go. I wonder if you're allowed to nap during a game. I'm pretty sure that is exactly how you get yourself on the camera. I don't know. But that's happening. So it's a big day. Danielle and I will be there for the doubleheader. So you're coming early. Good morning, Nicole. So I'm excited to say that everybody who bought tickets to tonight's game, part of their package was they were gonna get a One Funny Mother hat, of course, that we hadn't designed yet, and of course we just made up. Let's go to this. Oh, it's Colby. Can't even see his head. Okay, Yeah. Are you going to do a Tipsy Tuesday show? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think as long as you aren't playing, you can nod off whenever you want. Fair enough. All right, here we go. Kezia, we miss you. Here is what we came up with for a One Funny Mother Hat. Are you ready? Oh, it's too big. It's so cute. I know. You know I'm going to run myself ragged. Oh, you're going to be there early, Amy? Okay, good. Yeah, Kevin, he's at the wrong stall, too. That doesn't help. Whose head was this? Did they do this for? Was this Brooke? It's still too big. I got to do the thing. I just got it. And then Brooke was wearing it. Look at it. Look at it. Wait. I know. One game is long enough. So what? I had read the tickets were for single game, not for both games. No, what we heard, maybe we're wrong. We don't know. But we heard that the people who had tickets last night got refunded, and that the people for tonight are going to be able to go. It says One Funny Mother. One Funny Mother. In LA on way to game last night when I got canceled, I told them to go to dinner instead. I got to watch my 2 month. Oh, that's nice. I know. It's going to be nice. Look how cute. Adorable. So that's happening today. And then this morning, I made this cornbread. Who am I? What? And this morning, I changed the shower head on my shower. Who are you? Who are you even? I don't even know. I'm probably going to pass out right after this show. I don't know who I am, but Susie Homemaker comes to mind. I don't even recognize myself. Mm-hmm. I haven't. Oh, couldn't read it because of the glare. Yeah, we got to have a plan for that glare. But we'll work it out. It's all getting worked out. Oh, look at this cornbread, y'all. Lou, you coming up? Hold on now. Let me get you set up. Yeah, all of a sudden somebody got cornbread. And now look who's showing up. Mm-hmm. What time did you get up? Early. Oh, what are you doing? No, don't you lick the plate. Oh, no. Oh. Lulu, it's not even that good. I'm lying. I am making a mess. How do you make this much of a mess? What was that? What was that noise that your body's making? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Stop it. I would also climb up next to you for some cornbread. Mitzi, you're not wrong. Look at this Jesus lighting. Mm-hmm. I feel very Barbara Wawa. It was so rainy this morning. The sun has come up. Jesus heard about the cornbread. Y'all. Jesus is like, whoa, cornbread. I'm not sure why you'd say it that way, but whoa. Mm-hmm. Why did you move? I like the cabinet behind you. Candice, I like to mix it up. I'm going to be honest. This is what we call our summer set. It's summertime. Keeping it light. Or blinding. One of the two. That's the fall set. Stop it. And then, I don't know what you call that, but we'll shoot that way one day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And you said, what was that noise that made me stop for a minute? Mm-hmm. Dina, did you go to Starbucks and get caffeine? No. My 3-year-old just said, Mommy, I want cornbread. Thanks, Dina. That lemonade is kicking in. I am on another level today. I don't know why. I think I have to think about today as like 2 different days. I should do the show, go back to bed, sleep in. The boys were so good yesterday. Now we're all going to be making cornbread. Lulu gonna sit here like that's what she done. Look how far she is from the cornbread. She gonna act like she not trying to eat it. This is what she doing. Are we gonna act like you're not trying to eat the cornbread? She's like, I don't know what you're saying. Lick, lick. Mm-hmm. She's like, booby, I've almost put a plan together. Real nonchalant. Mm-hmm. I know. I made corn casserole for dinner last night. I think I ate half of it. Oh, so good. Corn casserole. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm getting out of my bed now and checking for cornmeal. Mm-hmm. I know, Judy. She's not stupid. Is Di going to cross the bridge? Well, you know how Di feels about crossing the bridge. Oh, you should have heard her last night. You should have heard her last night. So last night, we get the notification that the Phillies game's canceled. So now it's a double game. So now we have to figure out, like, what do we have to tell everybody? So the team gets on the phone. The team, me, Wendy, I'm texting Chris, da-da-da-da-da. We figure out a plan. We're like, Wendy's like, I'll send out the email. Fine. And Wendy's calling everybody, making sure everything's right, doing a great job. Here's Diana. About an hour later, what are we going to do about this? I called her. I said, well, we are not doing anything. You can go early if you'd like, or you can come at the regular time, whatever, because she's going with the neighbor, the cousins, blah, blah, blah. I said, whatever you guys want to do is fine. She goes, Dina, what about if it's not a doubleheader? I go, but it is a doubleheader. There are 60 of us going. So there was, I mean, it's going to be a hard coordinate anyway, but No matter what she asked, I said, it's all taken care of. It'll all be in the letter. Well, how do you know? Joanne, happy birthday. That's a good day today. You should go to the doubleheader today, Joanne. So fun. Hey, boob. She's like, what about this? I go, again, covered in the newsletter. So if you just wait for that newsletter to come out, I think you'll be oddly. She goes, well, who's figuring all this out? I said, the team and I figured it out. The team? I wasn't on that call. I think she figured out yesterday. Wow. She's not running anything. Now, that was probably a surprise. Because if you add Diana, what her title is, I'm pretty sure she's president. If not, maybe vice president, but pretty much president. I'm like a secretary. She's like, well, what about this? What about this? I said, Dana, I don't know. And decisions were made. Well, I wasn't part of that. I said, exactly. You could just go and enjoy yourself. You don't even have to be in charge of anything. How am I not going to be in charge of something? Then we did. Yeah, Queen President. Exactly. Then we told her, Wendy put in the email. It said, everybody keep a heads up. You can't bring any bags into the stadium. You can bring a small clear bag, but that's it. There's no backpacks, there's nothing. It's just a little bag, cell phone, keys, whatever. Here's Diana. How am I going to get all these snacks in here? And we were like, I don't think you are. I feel like, Diana, without this ruling from the Phillies, I feel like Diana easily could have shown up tonight with like that cooler strapped to her body, you know, the box. You know, she gonna have her hat on. But she would have had like a full butler. This is Diana. This is how Diana would show up today. Here's Diana. She would have had this strapped to her body. Should have been like, hey, everybody, I'm here for the game. Did you want potato chips? What do you want? They're like, do you work here? No. No, you want a pizza? What do you want? you know, I'm about to pick up Dean's underwear in about a second. What do you want? You want a Kit Kat bar? Let me see if I got a Kit Kat.
Wait, what?
Why is this in here? This is still wet. I can't even do my bit. How am I going to do this bit with these wet clothes? That's Diana. She'll have like a whole, she'd have a whole thing going. She'd be, and she'd pull the, I don't have change. That's what she can pull. Mm-hmm. I don't have change, you guys, so. Yeah. You can bring food in a soft cooler. There's Diana. She did the research. She read the fine print. Yeah. You're not going to stop her from bringing, Dean, Grandma's trying to bring food into the Phillies game. Do you want to tell her she's not allowed to do that? Dean, do you want some cornbread? She should apply for a job in concessions real quick. How am I going to do this bit?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs out of a soft shell container cooler that was approved. Hot dogs. Hot dogs. Yeah, she's going to sell peanuts and hot dogs at the stand. Those wet clothes are going to get moldy. Yeah. No, I said don't leave. Okay.
Grandma would be a good concession.
Person. She would. And I think she's going to do it tonight out of her soft case cooler.
Mm-hmm. But hers would be like really inconspicuous.
I don't think there's anything inconspicuous about Grandma. But it has to be a small soft cooler, like a lunchbox. Don't be surprised when I show up. Dean, go get me all those soft shelled coolers over there. I'm going to fill them all up. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Jurgen. Jurgen, I have to introduce you to Smörgengurgen. You guys might be related. He was like, what the Smörgen? What? That's her name. Her name is Smörgengurgen. If you guys get married, you'd be Jurgen Smörgengurgen. That's her last name. Look at you. Jurgen Smörgengurgen. Look at her. She said hi to you. It's Beth Smörgengurgen. The pronunciation is rough, but gosh, one day we have to introduce Jurgen and Smörgengurgen, and they will get married and be Jurgen Smörgengurgen. Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, why do all the good ideas come over cornbread? Mm-hmm. We're on the road trip to go see Adele. Where, in Vegas? Where is she? Mm-hmm.
Hey, get up here.
I'm picturing Di going to the game wearing a trench coat filled with snacks. I'll have what Dean is having. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A match made in heaven. And then I would just want to hang out with you all the time, Jurgen. No matter where I go, I would introduce you. Like, let's pretend that for whatever reason, you were like, I don't want to live in Belgium in the most beautiful place ever. And then you moved here and you married Smörgengurgen and then we were friends. This is a very long play out. But then we were at like Target and like, I was like, have I introduced you to my friend Jurgen Smörgengurgen? And they'd be like, you're lying. And I'd be like, no, no. And those are only a couple of things that need to line up to make that happen. They are trying to cramp my style. That's what Diana just said. And by her style, she means hot snacks that she is not stealing. She's never stealing snacks. She's illegally bringing snacks in to places that don't want that. Mm-hmm. This is a little bit longer of a bit than the laundry basket. I had to line a lot of stuff up. Yes, this is lemonade. It needs more lemons. I am drinking out of what one would call a large jar, giant bowl, a salad mixer, a vase. And I drink at least 2, if not 3 of these a day now. Yeah, apparently it should be super heavy to pick up. It should be hard to hold. I have the bad elbow and I can only hold this with my left hand. Sometimes my right hand will help. Mm-hmm. 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 I see somebody doing a walk of shame back to her car. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's going to be Diana. Mm-hmm. What about Jif packs? Oh, she probably got them as nipple covers. Why did I say that? You know, I could have not said that. There was a moment, Missy. I'm that quick and I could have not said it, but I didn't. I was like, let's say it. I don't know what's in this lemonade today, but it is quite a morning. I'll be sleeping by 3 o'clock. Sherry, I still have my other water bottle, but I keep it over there. Melanie, don't. And now you'll never look at another Jif packet the same. You'll be like, did those come out of Diana's bra? This is a weird day. Uh-huh, Katie. Oh, Katie, please get well. Dean, are you leaving?
Yeah.
What'd I miss? Nipple covers. Yeah. Do you want some cornbread? All right. Where'd you sleep last night? In the bed? You did? Did you vacuum the window? No, you slept with the bugs. Okay. You know, it'd be pretty easy. It'll just...
The booby, like... What I'll say is, I think they're... I think it shows that there's something eerie about this bed setup.
There's nothing eerie about your bed setup. Dean, stand in front of the fence and block it.
Because
move this way. There we go.
There's something eerie about that bed.
There's nothing eerie about
it. Not even Booby. Booby was freaked out.
Booby was not freaked out.
I went over to the bed and I was like, Booby, look, there's this new bed. There's this new bed. And she came over and she was like, what?
She started backing up.
And then she started backing up. And then she was like, I don't like this. And I was like, she senses something too. Like this is, it's like off.
It's not. It's because just vacuum
just feels off.
Okay, that's because there's stuff still all over the place.
Booby was like, I don't know what kind of fake bed situation this is. It's just the placement of the bed. It's a nice bed. It's a free bed. Andrea told us yesterday. She's like, yeah, remember, it's a free bed. And I was like, that's true.
It's a free
bed. I think it's just the placement. It's just
free
the placement
is not exactly what it is because we haven't written up our roommate agreement.
Somebody... No, Andrea said it was free.
Okay. I'm going to have a talk with Andrea about throwing
Andrea
the word free around.
My real estate agent, okay. And she said it was free.
She's my representative.
Yeah.
And sometimes Andrea drinks. So keep in mind that Andrea, when she's sober, uses the right words. But
Andrea's going to be my real estate agent.
We're going to put together a roommate agreement that you will abide by because you are no longer a child here. And I will make sure that everybody signs it.
I love that Lou just sits.
Only clutch purses, 5x7, fanny packs, medical bags, drawstring bags, clear or solid tote bags, and a diaper bag are permitted. Medical bags, tote bags, diaper bags cannot be larger than 16x16x8. I bet they got a ruler. Yeah. Yeah. See, Andrea said, yes, a roommate agreement.
I'll have to have my real estate agent take a look at this roommate agreement.
Is the bed in a corner? It is, Kim. Over by the window where there's cobwebs. I cleaned the whole area except for the window. I told him to clean the window. He is not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, going to a ball game these days is really complicated. Yeah. It's a bit of a thing. But it's going to be great. Have your people talked to his people? My people is Andrea and his people are
also
Andrea.
Andrea.
So it'll be Andrea just in the corner by herself going, I think this is a great idea. I think it is too. Well, he's going to need to clean the bathroom. Absolutely. It's clean the bathroom. Like that.
Morning, everybody.
There's that. So, all right, Dean, when are we going to put your dresser together? Mm-hmm. If I bring a diaper bag, do I have to bring a baby? Yeah, I don't know. They did not clarify. Mm-hmm. Do you think Lulu would have fun at the baseball game? What if they just let dogs roam around on the field during a baseball game? Wouldn't that be awesome? And instead of baseball, it was kickball. Let's have a kickball game.
One Funny Mother kickball game?
Mm-hmm. With dogs. Dogs maybe, are in the outfield. Maybe this could be... All the dogs are. All the outfielders are dogs.
You know how like you should do like a company picnic? Like
I think we do a company picnic twice a year in major cities with 60 other people. I think what we call it.
It would be like the chapter. This would be like the chapter Olympics. Like every chapter comes out and represents. Like it's a big event
each chapter comes out and represents their chapter.
What chapter is Grandma in?
Isn't she the New Jersey chapter?
I don't know.
I feel like Grandma should have her own chapter.
I think the One Funny Mother staff should be like the captains. They'd each go to, so if we had like six major chapters, there'd be a One Funny Mother person on each chapter. Yeah. That's like, I have one good foot. Well, I know a lot of, there's a couple other people have
you're on
one
my
good
team.
Foot. Mm-hmm. Bark at the Park allows dogs. There are several games a year. What does that mean, bark at the park?
Oh, is that where you can bring your dog? Well, Lulu can't
what?
Go to the park.
Well, Lulu would eat
Lulu's
the other dog dogs.
Lulu's dog aggressive. She would eat all the other dogs.
And Ruby can, so it'd just be Colby smelling like poop.
No, Booby could do it. Booby's good around other dogs.
Bark in the park.
You okay? What are you doing? I gotta go.
Right, I love you.
I gotta go, Lou. You guys stay
theme
here.
Nights. Oh, vodka night. Sold out. That's
go,
not
man.
A surprise. Bark in the park. They did it in 2019. Lulu, you want to go to a game? Bark in the park. It's adorable. I wish I had a dog that could go. Booby would go.
Wow.
What? No, you have to move my car. Or you can tell Brooke to move my car because no one is supposed to block my spot in my driveway. Who got a good plan to fix this? They keep parking in my driveway. I'm not moving my car. I don't work here. I'm not the parking lot attendant. Yeah. So they know, do not park behind me. I will hit your car. And normally it's two cars back to back on one side and they leave my side. And my side is the side closest to the house. Don't make me park on the right side when the door is on the left side. No. Wow. Whose house is this? So I pulled up today. I said, no. I'll block you, but I'll park sideways. I'll block everybody in. Don't you know? No. Mm-mm.
All right, I'll see you at the Phillies game.
Oh, okay. What time do you think you'll get there?
Probably around...
Look at Lulu staring.
4:45.
Okay.
What time do you be there?
Like 4.
Okay. Are you tailgating? Are you guys tailgating?
Oh, yeah. Grandma, vodka, parking lot?
Well, no.
Soft cooler?
Are you guys
cooler?
Going to, like, a parking lot?
No, you'll pull up. But did you get the email that has all the information in it?
Yeah.
Okay, you should read that because I'm not going to explain it to you. I don't really know. My husband forgot my son was parked behind him and slammed right into the car. That was not good. You don't know. Do you know how many times Jim hit my car while in the driveway of our house? A couple of times.
All right, I'll see you later.
I think I hit Brooke's car. Uh-huh. When you got hit? Nope. No. Mm-mm. No, we will be in a dirty parking lot. That's how you find us. I mean, is it different? Uh-huh. My garage bay next to the door. And yes, don't park in front of that door. Oh, yeah. No. I feel like my parents used to make us only park in the street. That was the only thing, the only place we were allowed to park. That's where you belong, in the street. And when you want to pay the mortgage... then you can pull up in this here driveway. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we got street parking. I'm on a corner, Charlotte. I can park anywhere around here. There's like a 400 feet of frontage. Guess where they're parked? My parking spot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, thank you. No, thank you. Do you pre-bid? They don't. Oh. No, I wanted to prepay the parking, but the girls said no for some reason. I forget why. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hi, Matthew Bailey Sweeting. I had to move my car every single day. No. two of our three girls hit their dad's truck in the driveway. What is it? I think you just kind of. Yeah. You park in the street unless you want to pay mortgage and taxes. Brooke, where did you move your car? Where?
Back to the driveway.
Okay, but I'm on the left side. I'm on the right side of the driveway. Okay. But my spot's on the left side.
Oh my God.
Brooke Blizzard, you know what grandmom said?
I love you.
She said you park in the street unless you're paying the mortgage and taxes. Don't ever park on the left side or I'm taking your keys. The left side belongs to the person whose name is on this house. And that's grandma. Wouldn't that be great? And grandma gave me this house. And it is mine until she comes over. Now I wish somebody had bought this house besides me. Did you ever just look at your mortgage and be like, why? Yeah. Banging it off around my truck and then said it was my fault that I parked there. Yeah, sounds right. That sounds right. My husband's three older kids all crashed his Miata. We have one more kid in 2 years to crash his current Miata. Oh my gosh. What is it? I don't think, I always parked on the street when I lived at home. I didn't want to move my dad's car. First day with license, our son backed into our truck. Yeah, it's always Lulu as a co-host. Booby doesn't get up. Booby, you better get down. What is wrong with you? And now the vacuum's going to go off. Come here, Booby, right now. What's happening? Get up here. No, don't block her. Get out of here. Come on, Booby. Up here. Not you, Lulu. Lulu's like, I was just co-host. Come here, Boob. Booby, come. Up here. Come be the co-host. Come up here now. Come. Get up here. She don't want to be co-host. Come up here right now. Come. Come on. Don't let your bossy sister push you around. Come here. Up. Good girl. Oh, she want cornbread. You want a treat? Come. Lulu was like, oh, you said treat. Oh, we both coming up. Colby's under my feet. Come on. Up, up. All right, I'm done. Sorry, you snooze, you lose, Booby. Tonight was supposed to be Margaritaville night. I wonder if it'd still be the same with the doubleheader. Diana, why would they not have Margarita night? This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Why would they change the theme? They were like, it's a doubleheader. You know what? Tonight is roller skating night. New theme. What? Missy was like, if you keep saying treat or serving cornbread, I will be over in 15 minutes. Diana, why do you change they change one thing and you're like, I don't even think they're playing baseball. I think it's a football game now. That's what I think. You don't know, Dina. You don't know what they'll do. I don't even think it's at the stadium. I think it's in your yard. I think that they moved the stadium. It just, I can't. I have pants ready and everything. Could be there in a minute. Yep. What do you think she's thinking about? She's like, I'm thinking about this cornbread. We don't even have to cross the bridge now. Let me see what she would do if I put the cornbread right in front of her. And then just talk like it's normal. So I'm going to go to the game later. And it's no longer margarita night. It is. That's just a rumor. And later we're going to get some treats. And probably go outside. You've never been to a Phillies game, Diana. This is my first. I don't know what to expect. Well, you can expect baseball. and you can expect her to have her face in there so fast. Mm-hmm. I know, it's fine. All right, let me move this. Look at her face. You are so beautiful. You're such a good baby. I'll give you peace. Only because everybody's acting like it's wrong. But you can't eat it up here. That's weird. You don't eat at the table. I'm going to come down. Okay. This is disgusting. Okay. See, that's why we don't feed dogs at a table, because they're gross. Okay. All the other dogs are going to lick the back of her head. She can be like, what the? I'm going to do that to Missy. I'm just going to hug her and just leave cornbread snacks all down the back of her. And then Jeremy will be all over her. She'll be like, what are you doing? He's like, you smell like cornbread all on the back of your head. She'll be like, Dina, I knew she put cornbread on my back. Oh, gosh. I would love it. I'm going to do that tonight. Just so you know, if I see any of you and I start just rubbing and caressing the back of your head tonight, just so you know, you're covered in cornbread. Oh, the sun is trying to come out today. It's a beautiful day. So, anywho, everybody. Yeah, a lot of people are signing up for the Diamond Dina Palm Springs. I don't know what number we're at now, but I don't know if it's that many people that's still called a Dine with Dina, or if it's just called We Shall Take Over the Kingdom. I don't know. I feel like if we go wherever we're eating, I hope it's one of those long tables and it's just like a big drumstick and we just eat with goblets. You know, like what I think I just described medieval times. I don't know why, but I hope it turns into medieval times. Yes, the plants are doing well. Fiona, Johnny Cash, the Carls. One Carl's outside. I don't think you can see it. I think, yeah. Oh. I asked Dean to move it, but he didn't. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hi, Eric. Drinks with Dina does seem much more appropriate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a big roasted pig in the middle of the table. And now we shall commence eating like that. Real weird. Oh, shit. Look at these jowls. Mm-hmm. Anyway. We are under a tornado warning in central Massachusetts. Man, those, did you get to plant outside like you wanted? A bit. Andrea came over yesterday and we did some more gardening. So it's so funny. I put these wildflowers in. I'll try to take a video later. And it's very funny, like in the places where the seed took, it's beautiful. And then it just kind of fell apart. And then some of them I ripped out. Because I thought that they all look like weeds. And then Andrea kept screaming, stop pulling out the flowers. And then Andrea got an app where the app looks at it and tells you what it is. Honey hawk? Something called honey hawk?
Why is she so creepy?
She's the co-host.
What are you doing? You're cute. She's the eyes cute.
The sunflowers. Oh, let me go look. Oh, hollyhocks. That's what it is. Hollyhocks. So yesterday, then the storm came. Yeah, they're still up. Yeah, Dean took a lot of stuff down yesterday. Stop it. Okay, that
fountain back on. I don't know why he turned the fountain off for a storm. Hey, everybody back in. Let's go. Go potty. Get in. Oh, the fountain's all filled up from the water from Jesus. It's Jesus. It's holy water. Come on, in the house. Let's go. Mom says let's go. Come on. Come on, boo.
I forgot that it would have... Tornado tomato. Well, someone is clearly not scared and likes to rhyme. I do not, I have too many dogs, Monique. I have three. I have two boxers. Here comes this scared one. And Colby, the poop eater. We started fostering during the pandemic. We fostered six and we kept two. And it's too many. Linda, I am going to be showing lots of stuff. So I need to get the kids all situated, but, I did start putting together some like before and after pictures of you know, the house and kind of where it started and where it is now. And Dina, do you know where the peacock is? I just saw a picture, it was like in the plains or something. I don't even know the plains. I still think you had room for Winston. Oh, you don't know how much Brooke is mad that we didn't keep Winston. She still talks about him. Mm-hmm. We had storm chasers racing to video potential storm. It turned out to be nothing. That's crazy. Uh-huh. I didn't use my chainsaw on a stick, but look what I did.
Put it together. I got the stick and I got the chainsaw. I think
somebody's got to help me. This goes here somehow. Yeah. And then I think you have to take this red thing off because just rubbing the trees up against this doesn't really do much. We got to take that red thing off so that the chain can turn. But yeah, I'm ready. I gotta wait for this area to dry up. And then you'll see all the stuff that's currently hanging over the fence is gonna be gone. Oh, the peacock is with me in Pueblo, Colorado. That's where I saw the picture, Candace. Pueblo. It's a pole saw, yes, Kezia, which I'd never heard of before. That looks dangerous. I think it is. The red chance, well, I have a lot in my room, though it's small. A lot of tree trim. Where are you going? And then you're going to bring milk home?
I don't know.
I just want to be clear. When I was here and I bought milk, there was milk for me to drink and eat when I wanted milk. And then when I was almost done the milk, I knew I was almost done the milk. And then I would buy more milk. But the scenario that's happening now is that I bought milk. Yeah, they here. I bought milk. I thought there was milk. It's too much. So you're going to have to stop and get the lactate 2%.
Why don't we get oat milk? I can't even drink the lactate.
There's oat milk in there. Why aren't you drinking? Then why did you drink mine?
I didn't really drink it. I don't know. You did unsweetened oat milk. That's why.
Okay.
And that's almond milk.
You can't really say, I didn't really drink the milk. You either drank the milk or you didn't drink the milk.
What time are we going to the thing?
We're leaving at 3. Oh. And we're not coming home until midnight.
Why?
They're going to play baseball for like 14 hours. Athena said, Brooke!
Athena.
Morning, Brooke. You look so much like your aunt.
Thank you. Oh, are you upset?
Yeah, I don't know. I never thought you looked like me too much, but people say your facial expressions are like me.
Hmm.
You know, sarcastic. and gorgeous. Who do you think you look like?
Someone told me that I look like Cher before her surgeries, and that really upset me. But not like upset me, but she was really pretty. I'm just saying, like, after
Cher's,
all this stuff.
Cher's always pretty. Before looking pre-Cher, post-Cher.
Per sure.
If you have anybody ever tell you
like, all I saw
any of the faces that Cher's had, that is good.
Okay.
Now, if somebody said, like, Kenny Rogers after, that's not good. If somebody said you had a Dolly Parton face, it wouldn't matter which one. You'd be like, that's a good face.
And someone told me I look at work that I look like this one person from this old like show, but it was like not a show that's, I don't know. I don't remember.
None of this is helpful that you said.
Yeah.
Somebody told me one time. So I used to get whoever the dark haired girl of the moment was.
The moment?
Yeah. So whoever the famous dark haired person was. So like Sandra Bullock was a dark haired person. So I look like her. Marissa Tomei. Main dish from My Cousin Vinny.
Oh.
When I had short hair, curly.
Oh, I would love to look
and
like
I'd be like, I look like her. So I was used to that. People would say like, oh, you look like someone, but you know, pick the dark hair. Eva Longoria. Right, fine. Which I don't see at all. And then one day somebody said, you know who you look like? And I was like, who? And she was like, Tori Spelling. And I was like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Let me pull up a picture. I did hear that Sandra Bullock's partner passed. And it was very sad. Oh, no, it's not what it was. This is Tori Spelling. And I don't think I look anything like Tori Spelling.
I think it's just we're Italians, so we have the nose.
I don't know. Yeah. Your facial expressions and laugh remind me of a young Carol Burnett. I'll take it. You look like my bank manager in Portsmouth. I'm sure she's gorgeous.
I'll leave.
And you'll come back with milk. Make sure you buy the right milk. Make sure you buy the right milk.
We'll see. It's a little challenge.
It's not, though. You just stop by the store.
We'll see. Challenge. I don't know. Accepted. Look at this giant mosquito bite. They're crazy here. Can you stop drinking out of that? It's not like trendy or cool.
I wasn't trying to be cool. This is just for kidney health.
Oh. Why don't you just get a normal?
Because then I'd have to get up a lot. I'm so lazy.
Isn't getting up a lot good for your kidney?
If I could just get a hose that was connected to a water source, like a backpack, right. And just walk around. So anyway, guys, that's not weird at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I heard about Sandra Bullock's partner passing. And actually had gone back to, because they had said she had been, I guess, with him for 8 years. And you're kind of reminded, remember, she was dating that guy, Jesse James, for a while. That was like horrific how that all went down. Love Alice and Janney. But then I read that her and this fella that had passed, they were together for 8 years and they actually just separated recently. So, you know, relationships are so complicated. We'll say complicated, but, you know, I imagine that it's got to be difficult if, you know, you've decided you don't want to be with someone, the relationship isn't working, and then shortly after have them pass. That's got to be really difficult for your brain, right? to process. I feel like I had just met somebody recently that that had happened to, that she had gotten divorced. And then about a year later, her ex-husband died. And that's just got to, I don't know, mess with your head in some way. So yes, I should get the helmet with the two straws on either side and just do the show that way. That's what I needed in my life. That's not weirder than this. This does seem, my ex passed 2 months the day that I left. What? Did it mess you up, Andrea? That would mess me up. It would mess me up because I would be like, well, I didn't want to be here, but I didn't want you to not. Yeah, I don't know. It would be like losing them twice. Yes. Yes, it's got to be difficult. It's got to be difficult. But I also was saying the other day, like, and maybe it's, I'm sure it's not, it's a wild generalization, but it does seem that, like, sometimes when people are so famous or so beautiful, or, you know, guys, you know what I'm talking about? No. That it seems like they are sometimes, I don't know, would you say that they're unlucky in love, or I don't know. My dad died 3 to 4 months after my parents divorced. That's gotta be hard. Like, I don't know if you've been watching. I don't know that she said much about it since, but Kelly Clarkson, she just went through a divorce. I know they were talking about, who's the other girl that has a show? You know, she's great. I like her. I don't know, I like her show, but I like her. My sister put us on that team and we were taking care of him until the end in Sandra's home. Well, that was nice. Drew Barrymore. Thank you, Sunny. I don't know why I drew a blank. But she had talked about, you know. Yeah, I think the Hollywood makes it very difficult to maintain a relationship. Yeah. It's got to be, right? I mean. You know, I don't know. That's why, you know what? It's just good to be a nobody. Maybe you have. Drew's been divorced a few times. Oh, 20 years old and went to Virginia and I died 2 months later. Oh, so happy I saw her before she passed. Kelly went through an ugly divorce that hard to do it without being in the public eye. I know. Yeah. Oh, it's just awful. And then I heard in the news yesterday, did you guys hear this? It was on the radio, but it said, and I don't know the reason why, but it said, you know, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, that she is now going to be stalling the divorce for 8 more years until her youngest turns 18. Like, it was a news article that somebody read. Let me see. Angelina Jolie stalling divorce. Handed Jolie a major victory by disqualifying the private judge the couple used to handle the split and their. Impartiality. This is appealed, blah, blah, blah. This is what Dean says. It was custody, favorable to Pitt, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if this is the article that I saw yesterday. No, this is from 21. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. I don't know. No. They're not divorced. Anyway, it's a shame. It's all very, very sad. Let's eat more cornbread. That will make it better. I'm only kidding. All right, listen. We have already done a lot today. And I think I should sleep most of the day. So I am bright, hey kingdom, and ready for tonight's doubleheader and Diana's first baseball game. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sayer, I'm sorry to hear about that, but you found a great group of ladies here and getting ready for retirement. There's a lot of fun things to be doing. Oh, I think you're going to like it here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure we'll have lots of stories. Missy will be covered in cornbread. Diana will be arrested for smuggling food into the stadium and attempting to sell it. So it's going to be a whole thing. That's nice. Is it Sayer? Am I saying it right? Sayers? I'm saying Sayer, but the RE is not. Bring a glove in case it's hot into the bleachers. I say what? Say what? What? It's hot into the bleachers. I'm going to tell you something. If I get hit with a ball in my head, I will have a much nicer house. I'm not even, I want to get hit now. Now, oh, it's hit into, got it. That you meant hit. I was like, what? Okay. Okay. I don't think I'm going to attempt to not get hit. I think I might throw my head towards the ball most of the time. Just keep it in mind. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll be setting off alarms again and running to the dirty parking lot. Well, don't you remember when she set off the alarms at the Louvre? She knows no bounds. Her and Natalia. You know how they had the stanchions in front of the million-dollar pieces of art? Didn't mean anything. They started putting their hand across it and trying to touch the art. Ding, 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 ding. All the alarms went off at the Louvre. And then they were like, then we all turn around because we're all in this big hallway. We all turn, what are you doing? I was trying to touch it. What? Don't, why would you try to touch? It's got a stanchion in front of it. I don't know. You're not allowed to touch it. No, no. That's what's going to happen tonight. She's going to try to touch all the players. Don't touch it. Don't touch them. That was for me. What? Mm-hmm. Oh, she set off the alarm at the TGI Fridays. Mm-hmm. One day she will need bail. You are not wrong. And we will start a side kitty to bust her out of the jail. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's art. Why would you touch a painting, Rebecca? Exactly.
But then he's like, I thought it looked hungry. I was trying to give it a snack.
Mm-hmm. Christine. Uh-huh. Has anybody seen the previews for the new series with Ben Kingsley called Bleecker Street? It looks hilarious. And the timing is good too, since we know there are aliens. Duh, Sherry. No, I haven't seen it. And I love Ben Kingsley. Unless she tries to bring her snacks into jail and then she's fine. Well, that's just money. It's just commissary. Could you imagine Diana in jail? She'd have her hair braided in rows, like cornrows. And she would be running. She'd be smoking. Mm-hmm. Her name would be Dirty Sugar for sure. She wouldn't even tell him her real name. Jody, please do this up. She's smoking. She got Dirty Sugar embroidered because she brought her embroidery machine embroidered onto her black and whites. And she got a tat right here. What's her tat say? Her tat. Well, obviously there'd be a tat that says Dirty Sugar somewhere, but it would say mom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And her, she'd always have her leg up like this, just smoking like this, right? Yeah, and she got Jif nipple covers. Her voila apron tied around her head. Oh, gosh. She got a beet. I love beans. That's what it is. Write that down, Carmen. Send that to Jody. She got a tat that says, I love beans. She run in the kitchen, like on Orange is the New Black. Jody, do it up as like Orange is the New Black, and she's the kitchen chef, and that all of us are somehow in it. Please make Tanya be in jail. And do it like Orange is the New Black, like one of their pictures, and put our faces in there and put Jürgen and Wim in there. Oh. Yeah, she's selling bags of sugar. People are like, is this the stuff? She's like, sugar? Mm-hmm. It's dirty. They're like, wait, this isn't cocaine? Mm-mm. That is dirty sugar. Like, there's an underground, you got an underground system with the guards to bring in sugar, dirty sugar. Like, so you can't sniff this. I do not recommend it, but you can make a cornbread. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Keep it in mind. Like, so there's no actual drugs in this. No, we are against drugs. We are pro biscotti here. And that is how this prison runs. Shank Kendra would be her cellmate. Remember Shank Kendra? Oh, it's so fun. Vivian, I know how to pronounce your name. You're funny. I think I was calling you Vivian before. Vivian. Is that right or wrong? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's working out with cans of beans. She's like, I'm having a light day. These are baked. All right, but when I feel like I really want to pump up, cannelloni's over here. Look at this. Look at this. All cannelloni. All the time. Carmen, that was good, Carmen. Nice addition. All right, listen, I'm sure this show will be ready to launch very soon. So listen, we had a great morning getting a lot of stuff done. Good morning, Stacy from Idaho. A lot of people on their way to the Philadelphia area for our big day out. So Christine, it's a silly show. But thanks for watching. And, I have no idea what Tipsy Tuesday is going to look like. So keep that in mind. But that's it, everybody. It's very exciting. Have a great day. As Judy likes to say, do something nice for yourself or some other people. Have a great day, all of the things. But have a great day and a blessed day. And I look forward to seeing you guys tonight. Maybe, probably sober, drunk a little for Tipsy Tuesday. And then in the morning. All right. Thanks for watching. I'll see you.
Hey, guys. If you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out OneFunnyMotherStore.com for great, new, inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.